Welcome to Ever Beyond, on Wolf Spirit Radio and everbeyond.info. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond, Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, and happy early morning, happy Ishtar. We are just finishing the festival of resurrection, wherever you are on the planet, whatever tradition you belong to. It is March the 30th, I think, is it? I can never remember what date it is. 31st, actually. Gosh, the end of March, finally. March 31st, 2013. This is Wolf Spirit Radio. This is Ever Beyond, and I am JP, your host, your guide into the weird and the marvelous. We are today joined by a delightful lady, Mitali, who we're going to be discussing a few things with, and then we'll be going to do some free reading. So, when that time is, I'll let you know, and we'll do a I'll run my jingle with the telephone number, and you can all call in. It's been a beautiful day here in Northern Scotland. I think a lot of people are suffering from weather over in the States, and probably even down in South England. So it makes a change. I'm usually the one that's stuck in the snow and caught up by awful weather. So Mitali, how is the weather over there? You're in India, aren't you?
Yeah, JP, I'm in India, and it's warm, and it's kind of breezy, and it's a beautiful feeling. Of course, as you said, the festival of Ishtar.
Exactly. So whereabouts in India are you?
I am based in the east of India, very close to Bay of Bengal. It's a beautiful city, the city of joy, Kolkata.
Kolkata. Is that how you pronounce it? Kolkata?
Yeah.
Yeah, because in Britain we all say Calcutta, you know. Ruin every pronunciation of every place in the world because we go there
The traditional pronunciation is Kolkata.
Oh, that's excellent. Kolkata. So that's really cool. You've been studying the arts of Reiki and the art of Tarot. Being an Eastern person, as it were, why did you choose the Tarot rather than something a little more Indian, let's say?
Well, it was not decided by, you know, me that I will be studying this or studying that. But the cards fascinated me. Each time, you know, I went to a tarot reader as if the cards wanted to jump out of those tables and just come to me. And it fascinated, you know, how could cards tell you a story? How could cards, you know, guide you? How could cards counsel you? And I just got, you know, mesmerized with them, and I just learned it.
So that's fantastic. And presumably there are, I mean, there's the link between tarot and astrology that I've been reading about a certain time ago.
Yes, of course.
So through this has been a doorway into the esoteric studies and sciences, eh?
Of course.
And I'm interested. That first reading that you had with the reader, with the tarot reader, what was your question? What did you go there for? Why? You know.
I wanted some clarity on my professional front. You see, I've been a corporate trainer for 15 years. I specialize in soft skill training. But somehow, you know, there was some confusion in my mind, and I was not being able to find the answer myself, despite using my logical mind, which I'm trained to. But strangely, you know, JP, this is something very strange. I was not interested in what reading she was giving me. I was interested in the cards, you know. The whole process was, you know, a moment of enchantment for me, you know. And I realized that it is more than, you know, fortune telling, or it's more than, you know, predicting. It's a very powerful tool to guide and counsel a person. That attracted me a lot more than, you know, fortune telling.
Yes. So, one of our co-hosts, Sam Muggsy, she's a psychic who, she doesn't use, tarot cards anymore. And, so a lot of people, a card flipper, you know, it's like that's the job of the seeing is done by the cards and not by the person. They're just reading up what's going on. But, presumably you're using it as an intuitive tool to give you a kind of guideline. Your process?
Couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry. What exactly is your process? So you were doing some reading.
The process was, you know, the shuffling of the cards and the way she was laying it out. You know, I didn't know what layouts are or what spreads are, but I was seeing with each question, you know, things were changing, and the way she was telling me, looking at the cards, you know. And that process, this entire thing, you know, I was being guided towards it, you know. Something was dragging me towards those cards.
Of course.
And now I've come to a stage, you know, JP, where before even I can pick the cards, I know what cards are going to come. It happens to me, I don't know. You know, so I take it as if, you know, this was the divine's way of showing me that you're meant to guide and counsel people. More than predictions, I do counseling.
So it's more a matter of where people are at in the present moment rather than what's going to be happening to them in the future, say.
No, I can guide them that if you want a desired outcome, whether it is good or not, and if it is, you know, if you can change something in your life for betterment, please do that, you know.
Yeah.
Many times people want to make their life better, but, you know, they need a third person, a neutral person to guide them.
It's often...
That is how I see it. I use tarot for.
Oh, I see. Because it's often a matter that people have too many options maybe nowadays, too many things that they see, and a clear direction of which way to look among the many.
Exactly, JP. You know, that is what is required. People have too many things on the mind, and when they sit down to sort out their problems, they are torn apart in 10 directions. But if a person, you know, can listen to them and guide them neutrally for their betterment, I think even this is a kind of healing. So tarot definitely has a healing touch.
Oh, absolutely. Because, I mean, in my spiritual tradition, the job that I'm doing is I heal by teaching. That's my sort of job description, you know. By making things plain, people are able to be clear in their minds, and being clear in their minds, they're able to heal themselves and see what is really the issue.
Absolutely. I don't decide for them, you know. I give them that this is the path. Now you decide. And most of the times I see, you know, people who take a reading after 3 or 4 months, when they come back, they actually make an effort to change their lives for the better.
When people come back to you, do you find that they've come back a little more spiritual?
Of course, with clarity. What I find is maybe not very spiritual, but they come back with clarity, you know. They come back, yes, this is the way you showed us, Mithali. First step is done, now tell us the second step. It's that way, I take it that way.
That's great. And so, you have your, with the tarot, process that's going on, you also do something else, don't you?
Yeah, I couldn't get you. I couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry. You have the tarot process going on, and then you do something else. You do Reiki. Can you tell us a little bit about what Reiki is?
Yeah. Reiki, Rei and Ki, they're two Japanese kanjis. It means universal life force energy. Everything around us is energy. The air we breathe, wherever we are sitting. So there's a cosmic energy. So through our seven chakras, you know, we tap this cosmic energy inside our body and transfer it through our hands. And Reiki has a very, very powerful healing effect in the sense that it works on physical level, emotional level, your mental level, and your spiritual level. So the healing is in complete totality. It was discovered, rediscovered by Dr. Mikao Usui in Japan. And, you know, there are various degrees, first, second, and third. And I personally came into Reiki, you can say, by chance. Again, it was destined. I used to suffer from a lot of migraine attacks, you know, severe migraine attacks. And somebody told me, you know, there is this science. Why don't you try this? You've tried everything, yoga, meditation, and everything. Why don't you try this? And trust me, after my first degree attunement till date, I've not had a migraine attack ever in my life so far.
Oh, that's lovely. I had, when did I do it? Must have been about 13 years ago that I took a friend of mine. She was doing the first degree, and she was an Usui student, so she did the first degree on me, and that's as far as I've gotten, really, is to take that attunement. And I don't have any of the symbols or anything like that, but I recognized it as this is something that I naturally do anyway. It was kind of codifying it in a way, you know, just giving it a place and giving it a name and a method and things like that. But so you've gone on and taken the second and third degree?
Yeah, I am a teacher. I do teach Reiki.
Yes, where I live here in the north of Scotland, there's a New Age foundation called Findhorn. And I live quite close to there, and it seems that you can't go anywhere without meeting Reiki masters. You know, it's very popular up here, I have to say.
Great.
So when you came across the Reiki, so you went for the headaches. Oh man, I still get headaches, and I think it's.
No, I don't get.
Yeah.
I don't get headaches at all.
Wow, that's great. it must be because I eat wheat and flour. I actually discovered I had a pizza the other day after I hadn't eaten pizza for a long time, and it completely whacked me out. I had a migraine for a day and a half. I thought, aha, that's what pizza does to me. I'm not going to have that for a while. My son, of course, he's 16 and he's 17 and he's, Dad, can we have a pizza tonight? I said, oh, please, no, you know, it's like, it would hurt. So we had fried rice and we were very, very happy. Because, when you're hungry and you want 2,000 of something, rice is brilliant. So we're here. We got your tarot and the Reiki. How do they in your own life? How do they interact with each other? Do people come for a tarot reading and then discover you do Reiki, or the other way around, or what's the What happens in your life? Tell us about a day.
Okay, I'll say I start my day pretty early. I have my spiritual rituals to be done, and of course meditation. And then I do a self cleansing. I specialize in there is a very powerful meditation called the Warrior Energy Activation that I do because I deal with people's energy, so I need to clear my aura as well. So after the cleansing of my aura, then I sit down. Usually my day begins for reading at 11 o'clock with prior appointments. And as you say, you know, either a person comes for Reiki healing or, you know, learning Reiki, then they come to know I'm a tarot reader as well. And if a person is coming for a tarot reading, you know, it's vice versa. And I feel people, you know, whosoever is coming for some kind of healing. So, you know, I suggest them whatever I have to. I do healing, then till 2 o'clock, I do meetings, then I stop, have my lunch. And unlike you, I don't like rice because that makes me very sleepy. And I can't sleep in afternoons.
Oh, really?
All right. Again, in the, yeah, it makes me sleepy. And evenings, I keep it to myself for my self-study, for again, my spiritual prayers and all that. And in the evening, it's solid 2 hours of workout in the gym. Because I feel that if you're a healer, need to have fit bodies.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wow. So quite a fun, full-on kind of day for you.
Yeah, and I'm planning to write a book also. So, you know, mentally I'm jotting down whatever. I've started compiling my thoughts, you know.
And presumably, you know, you'll be getting insights for yourself. When you're doing the readings, you'll hear things that will add to the parts of your life. What seems to happen to me?
I dream a lot, you know. This is something strange. Whatever I dream, it comes true, you know, as if God sends me indication. And I get, you know, all of a sudden there's pop-up visions, you know. But couple of years earlier, to be very honest with you, Jay, I would not trust my vision.
Really?
But, yeah, I wouldn't, you know. This is something very strange I would like to share. Around last December, yeah. Last year, December, I had a friend with whom I was no longer in touch, you know. And all of a sudden, I dream that she's giving me a call and she's telling me that I'm having marital discord, you know. I'm not getting along well with my husband. I'm in deep trouble. And in the morning, when I wake up, the first thing I do is I check myself, my cell phone, and I don't see any call. And I was talking to myself, enough of imagination, Mithali. You know, you should not dream like this. And exactly after 2 days, my friend called me up and she says that this is what has happened. She told me 20% of her story. I told her 80% of her story.
So
quite happened to me. So I've started, you know, off late from this year onwards, I've started, you know, trusting my intuition.
Well, that's good. Similar things have happened to me. You know, I've been, you know, I was a very, very creeped. You know, if it wasn't real, I didn't touch it, I didn't see it with my own eyes, I wouldn't believe it,
exactly.
And things like that. Until I had, it was like months ago now, I had a bike crash and I was very badly injured. And one of the injuries was incurable, and it involved some kind of weird deep surgery. And, you know, they couldn't do it, and they didn't care really. And so I was taken to a healer by my in-law, and you know, we all used to take the mickey out of him. You know, we used to mock him. You and your faith healer and all this stuff. Anyway, it's 30 seconds to take this away. It's never returned. And a few minutes later, his wife came out and said, "Oh yes, you can do this too." She said to me, like, went skeptic to a healer in 5 minutes. it did absolutely blow my mind and blow my sons out of the water. And I think really what's my process is a process of deconstruction of all my assumptions. That's my path really. You never find an assumption, it's gotta go.
So. My learning was just to trust. There have been numerous incidents, you know, but now This is again my spiritual growth that I've started trusting. And ever since I've started trusting intuition, my spiritual guru, you know, he gives me the insights, you know. I am more intuitive, better than before. Because I feel when you surrender and, you know, you are open to receiving, and you, as you said, I would rather call it, you know, your logical mind. When you keep that logical mind apart from some time, of course you need it. You can't do without logic. But when you remove it for a certain period of time, I think your insights, your healing powers, your intuitions, they all increase.
So how do you, I mean, how have you in your, alright, so that was the first time I had it. Do you have a particular kind of practice, or do you have little notes to self, that have helped you, improve attention?
Well, I've always been very intuitive, and I knew my path is going to be very different from others, because at the age of 17, I had heard certain, words, which if I tell you, nobody will believe, but I've heard God speaking to me. And the exact words were, God polishes everybody in his own way.
Polished.
I was all alone. Yes, twice. I heard the loud noise. I was all alone in my room. My room was shut, and it was like somebody with a big microphone in loud pitch noise telling me. I heard this twice.
Wow.
And before any kind of danger or anything which is not suitable to me, I hear somebody coming and telling me, don't trust this guy or don't go there. This person is not right for you. I don't know. As if somebody is guarding me, you know. There is a guardian angel around me. But I never trusted it. But now I have.
That's
I never trusted
thing.
It.
Alright, that's the thing. The thing. Being able to trust that guardian angel is... And that being or and something is something that's trying to put you off or take you away from.
No way. But it surprised me because I was just 17. I got scared, you know.
Well,
I knew it from that day. You know, my life will not be like others.
And, were you kind of, what's the word? Were you at peace with that? Have you always felt like you always did be part of a group, or are you, do you sometimes feel yourself kind of in the observer, just looking on?
One thing, you know, I worked in big multinational companies and cosmetic background, you know, like Revlon and big shots, you know. But I would always feel people were drawn to me, they were like talking to me a lot. And of course, when they came to know I know, you know, Reiki or Tarot, they would consult me. But I was not doing this professionally. I would always feel people, you know, I'm a little different from others. In the sense that, you know, the kind of things they get worked up about, I have never got worked up about. You know, you don't have branded shoes or watches or this thing. Those things are never mattered to me.
Yes, I have to say that this is something I definitely share. That it's I've understood how other people talk about whatever they get worked up about. It just never made sense to me. Football,
exactly.
You know, all that stuff. So considering you're in the middle of business career, and in little gaps in the moments, some would poke through that is like this is the future you. Did you have a sense that was the future you, that would be growing and the other would be leaning with?
I realized this 2 years back, you know, when I was at my professional peak. I was at the peak, you know. Suddenly those things stopped interesting me, you know. Or there were circumstances where I didn't want to go back there. Yes, God was taking away from me. And then, you know, coming in, taking my healing sciences and my time professionally, as if somebody is, you know, pushing me. There is force behind me, you know. Otherwise, I wouldn't have you, and I wouldn't be on the show.
That's right. So this show is actually then ripped back in space-time, back through time to the beginning, and reinforcing the sense of your future.
I know that. I see, when I was working, I mean, see, everything is so well planned, you know. When I was working for Oriflame, as a team, we had written a book. That gave first-hand experience of how to write a book. And here I'm planning, you know, to write my book on healing. I'm already jotting them with my mind, you know, maybe later I'll compile. But when I was working, I never thought I'll be writing a book. Everything is going to be designed for me. And I'm his chosen one, so I'm very grateful. Life has a meaning. And I can provide meaning to other people's lives. That's a blessing to me.
And this is it. This is one of the real... a lot of people say, you know, why do you do what you do, or why do you bother, and all this stuff. And exactly, it has meaning to me, for me, to do what I do, because it gives some benefit, or it benefits somebody who may benefit others, and all of that kind of idea. But being able to serve somebody like that in a spiritual way is so much more satisfying than fixing their laptop, you know? But even that is pretty good.
Even thing a lot of employees, you know, that in today's world when you don't have time for anything, but if you can touch somebody's life and make it better, is that what?
That's what. Well, for me, that definitely being able to touch other people's lives and to lighten their load somehow. It feels to me like everybody's really struggling just to be, and it's really hard to get on. And so it would be good to help people to you know, not in words, but I get point in knowing this.
And strengthen them, you know. What I feel is, you know, maybe your mind is pulled in 10 directions, your mind becomes a little weak, you know. But if there is, I'm just a listener, you know. I can't solve their personal problems. But, you know, just by being there and listening to them, that gives them moral support.
Right, okay, we'll put into dispensing a little bit of interference. I'm just going to disconnect and reconnect the stream. Won't need this conversation, I'll just do that one little time and make sure that it doesn't start the jingle again. So bear with me, I'll be back in 3. Okay, so we're back on the stream. So it's a, let's see if we've got a better, what the result of that is. That although our condition is very clear, you know, I'm sure there's something going on between the United States and Britain, because we are, you know, the signal is going straight across Europe and Asia, and is absolutely 100% crystal clear. But the United States are not seeing our dream perfectly. And it might be because it's Easter Sunday and everybody's calling their parents and doing all that stuff. That's amount of, whereas it's in the middle of the night for you and it's getting towards the night time for here. So, Italy, my guest tonight on Wabind Wolf Radio. We are a listener supported station. So, please, if you're listening and you are enjoying this show, in order to keep us running and keep for the service to do this, please go to wolfspiritradio.com. If you're not already, probably, you can click the donate button and put in a few American dollars. We know the dollar's going down. Drop in a few bucks into the donate button. That will keep this station running. We do it for things. One of the things that, you know, one of the reasons that we do this is a sense of craziness that nobody else is doing it. And really, that's what we're here, because nobody else is doing what we wanted to hear. And so, by donating to us, you can get this running free. You know, we it just about floats. And Dave tops it up with his Viet more pension. So, yeah. well, we see. Bless his heart. Still skipping a bit. That's really funny. Obviously the archive will be a sharp recording, and I'll do what I can to fix the skipping. From my consoles here, I can't see any difficulties. I'll see what I'm saying. Tali, good evening, good afternoon, yeah. Good morning to you. And so it's nice and nice in Kulata.
Yep, you're right there. You got it right this time.
All right. Oh dear, that seems to have made it worse. try refresh players. All right. Well, like I say, it's been coming through perfectly for the last 4 hours. Which is interesting that to happen, unless I'm somewhere downloading things. If I close all my browsers and stop that, and keep that there, and close this, and close down all these windows, that might help. We'll see if that stops a few pings. And to be honest, that be pinging. Oh well. So, do excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, for for muttering in tech. Anyway, so my step, Mitali, Banji. In Kolkata, we've been talking about your journey through learning about Reiki and learning about tarot, and you know, see, basically, I asked this how people's spiritual beginnings, their wake up call happened, and it seems with a vast number of people that it often involves sign of trauma. I'm very pleased to hear that you didn't have to go through some major life threatening trauma.
No, I did.
Oh, you
good. But you know, I'll tell you something. This is what our the holy book Gita says. You know, Bhagavad Gita. That any situation, any person, any circumstance that we attract is already on the soul. Because to ascend to the next level. So how will a soul ascend to the next level? Only by learning the lessons, completing the karma. So actually, if you see that everything our soul knows, your bike accident didn't happen because your soul had to ascend to a higher level. Don't you see this thing, you know, JP, that if you had not met with an accident, you would have been where you are now.
That's right.
You wouldn't have been a spiritual person. So your soul knew exactly when that accident had to take place.
Absolutely.
So our soul knows everything, you know. Yeah, I've been through my own personal traumas, but each time, you know, the soul knows, and, you know, I would rather laugh and say traumatize you, but it also knows how to protect you. See, you met with accident, your soul evolved to a better person, and you met a faith healer also, so you were protected also.
Yeah, I mean, I very much feel that the crash was the worst thing that ever happened to me, and also the thing that happened. So, depends on your
thing. I was about to say the best thing. You just said it, you know, you snatched the words out of my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
So it is, you know. Okay, you know, become the even surprise, you know, and JP, without any pride, I'm saying the bosses I reported to, you know, my fingers to bear my clients.
Ah, so everything turned upside down. Everything's stuck down.
No, but I do that, you know, and I tell them that, you know, never criticize or crib about certain situations in life. You are the one, you know, who has attacked it.
Exactly. So when you're in your work, you cross like what people call soul contracts.
Yes. I have a soul contract. I went through my past, you know, a particular issue with the person. I don't know, you know, why I met him and why, you know, all of a sudden, you know, he vanished and all. I threw a past life reference and I realized his own. So instead of, you know, thinking negative, rather than this, I feel now much better. I have no grudges, nothing.
So it is, anyway, because this is this part of it, nobody's perfect. Just you do things, doesn't perfect as you come. And,
I'm in control of my situation. You know, it's not that I'm a human being or I've wings, something like that. But I ground myself very easily. That is God very to me.
That's lovely. That's lovely. So, I'm 30. I'm extra. And try that one. Maybe better. So I've got this. I connect to stream the radio. So if I chat, they stop all spirit and go over that. I've put it in the chat room. Which is fullspiritradio.com and that, just press last effort, try connecting that and that may have a better signal, less broken up. Okay, so this is good, yeah, because, I'm a ring conversation, but getting raised by the lack of audio to call in America. This is great. Good. Okay, so see everyone on there and see if you've got any, I need to resource. Can the open? But you can say in the Wolf Radio chat room, or you just need to just click the green square to left your you'll be able to hopefully get cleaner version of Wolf Radio. At least right now, why I'm broadcasting is a little bit. Anyway, so this is good. So you know all the people over the world, or just in
India? Not all over the world. I mean, you.
That's true. In general, you'll answer continent. You don't have to worry about place.
That's true. I have a lot of people who work as old people, and I'm 15 years working there, so my people come from there. And I have never thought I'd be doing this, or I'll be doing that. It happens. And I'm open wherever my, you know, God, whatever you call it.
Exactly. I mean, here's the thing. He's the use of the word, you know, the lad is everybody, but like, it's a process. It's not a way of running a park, and you know, all these different ways of looking at the world. So, can you have these prophetic dreams? Do you write them down? Have you written them down?
No, I'm crazy like that.
So, I would certainly recommend you. Do you mean you've been talking about writing a book?
Yeah.
The book is like thought of, or is it a narrative?
What I've planned, you know, that we on various healing techniques I've learned. Like, although I, as you said, you know, Reiki was also discovered in meditation. So, basically it was Reiki. I know a friend of mine here, but he has not learned Reiki or tarot or anything, but it's really powerful, you know. And I found Reiki uses, I use the same. And what I'm planning is, Jerry, it will be on healing, you know, the base of healing. It would be on Reiki. Yeah. You know, after that being healing, and how does healing actually work? Whatever method that you use. That's what I'm planning. So if I'm in a nascent stage, let's see how it goes.
So, how long do you have?
Yeah, half work, and as I told you, I'm still lazy, you know, when it comes to writing. But okay, that's my wake up call from JP. I'll work on it.
Next will hate. I mean, you know, there's harm in Sahel. I am for a project of a varying mind, but mostly nice. You know, the thinking of something to the way it manifests.
Yeah, it's very surprising. As long as I was an answer, something serious to clinical psychology.
That's kind of the, to the civics of actually liking a lot.
No, I'm happy doing whatever I am doing, but I feel that, you know, I should now put sling on wings with the guy with you. But now I feel, you know, there has to be a professional backup also.
Right. So, yeah, there's a lot of shows to have creative and do that stuff. This is why I'm more alive for a build tools rowing as a healer. So it's much easier to say, hey, can I test this on you? I'm racing. I've actually had quite interesting results from the things. One of them is to heal with fruits from Susie Tech 1 UBS, Harry Edwards. And this uses frequencies. You can combine a frequency from the voice. You find that the frequency that is most similar, most apparent, and hits that frequency, you create that frequency. And it has mild effects, meaningless. You know,
really?
She has created that she can she did she got some to her back that had been a bum crash and yeah, so you know she thinks that it's so simple to madam ha ha.
I know other people know by showing frequencies, you know, that's called one touch.
Oh yeah, another UBS is into that, Dave Patrick. He's really looked at me and Scott and he's into one touch. We've never actually spoken about it and maybe you've been lying about.
Everyone has a vibration or a particular frequency, right? There's a bare minimum when we feel the moment frequency falls down below level, either the pain, mood swings, depression, ill health. Now, as when I raise my level, you know, I through breathing, it's done for breathing. It's nothing but the more oxygen that goes to your body, you know, because when we start breathing shallow enough, you know, pain increases. Depression increases. So moment I, you know, increase my breathing rate, I bound, you know, breathing technique. So I enhance my vibration person who I'm healing. And I find, you know, I commands to techniques, Reiki and the one. Instead of being a person, my job done is around 5 to 10 minutes only.
Well, that's very memorable, isn't it?
It is far much more. I guess I'm writing it.
Yes, and I sense that, you know, this thing biting into the universe energy for which is ready, there are bits, you know, it kind of sticks goes in. So everybody gets a bit of healing and they get a bit of a download of business. Well, I'm doing my best to try and improve the stream audio. Odd, it has just happened now. Sound time is hit here on the, can we go through software or anything running that is in there my broadcast. So we don't know what's going on there, but it can be that either people don't start, which is interesting. Along a bit in the middle, but still very jumpy. This is not good. It's not. Now I wonder if I could route my router or something like that. That's gonna be impossible. Won't be that. And as I said, earlier on this evening, I was getting a perfect signal back, listening to the stream on the amp. I was very, very bored. So somebody's taken what I'm saying and shuffled all the words. And that abroad, how you can manage. I'm not sure that's the case. Just a cough and gonna try a different net. We're still, of course, the archive of this will come up. Okay, so anybody wants to know dinner, and if it's, I'm gonna play a tune, and meanwhile, we can take some calls, and Miss Harley can, she can read from people like that.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's the old squeaky origin. That's why I'm rubbing here. Right, okay, so, and near the beginning, Hickson in the manner, asking exactly from the freezer. will be up. And it's my views quickly up, sure, we try. Right, so, rip this out, all that, and allow things. Muke is a little part in my life, and sound and all that stuff is also very important. Do you treat or anything? Do you play music in the background? What's your?
I don't. This is something that I don't like at all. No. I don't. I like it very natural. I don't do that. How am I not comfortable using music for healing?
That's interesting. Because, you know, a lot of people, they do meditations and music and all sort of things like that. And, you know, need on the other way around certain things that need it and that don't do. The kind of environment, I mean, for instance, do you like a particular kind of light in your reading? Like candlelight, natural light, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do naturally, but at times, you know, I do light a candle when, you know, light a candle, I burn an incense, you know, while healing. I do
that. That's lovely, yeah.
Because when I heal, I don't, you know, I just surrender to my spiritual guru. You know, I just surrender. I ask my angels, my spiritual guru, gods and goddesses to come and do the healing through me. I always mention one thing, my ego should not come in between, you know. And the healing is not well.
Yes, the stepping out of the way.
Yes, I do step out of the way, and I also believe that this is God's energy, it's not my personal energy. So my ego should not bear.
Yeah, excellent. So, well, we're about 4 minutes away from the top of the app. Let me just play the jingle. I've recreated my system, so one of the problems is that I'm going to where it used to be, and I'm still looking for the phone number. Look, it's 775-657-5973. I mean, regular listeners to Water Radio should know it by now. And if you don't, well, it's written at the top of the chat room on wowwowwow.wolfspiritradio.com. /wallchat, or you get to wallchat.com and click chat, and there it is, and there's a player on it, which goes choppy 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 at the moment, which is it all. And I'm sure that it's all to do with the east traffic across the states, as we're hearing. Nali and I have an absolutely rock solid connection.
Absolutely.
So, oh yeah, the key pets?
Yeah.
Some dogs, cats.
Yeah, I love. I'm crazy about dogs. I'm crazy about them.
Ah, right. What breeds do you have there?
I'll tell you something very strange. You know, this might give goosebumps. I had a 2-year-old Labrador, and last time I went to the mall, he somehow slipped up the house. You know, and he hasn't returned so far. And I was telling my children that I can't live without a pet. You know, there has to be a pet. After 4 days. And I was praying to my angels also. After 4 days, somebody else's 2-year-old puppy made his way home, you know. And this person, we used to call him Bingo, so we call him Bingo. And this Bingo knows exactly all the mannerisms of old Bingo. Nobody has taught him.
How funny. They often are like a constant, but not the same. The assassin suit is different, but the feeling is the same.
Absolutely. I will draw on my Bingo because you might see him from the day. I think he was just 1 week old after that. And losing Marvel, he has to, you know, just slipping out. I don't know where is he. I've done everything. Informed the police, everything. But I found him. Either somebody holding him back, or I don't know. And this fellow came into our house.
It's an evil fellow. Yes. I mean, that's the nature of Lord Man. It's a low exposure.
Absolutely. I don't know. And you know, ever since I lost my early Bingo, I've become more compassionate to even street dogs.
So, that's yours for me.
I know, but it has made me much more spiritual, as I said. And this little naughty brat, you know, is making me forget old one more and more.
So, skin to it, I think. And I imagine puppies can be very distracting. I've lived with a few.
This one knows, and this one went to Pune. And apparently he won't let sleep till we as in one want to play.
Oh. Is that him there?
No. These are three dogs. He sleep with my mom.
Oh. Little one. Oh. Oh dear, that sounds mean. That sounds like blood involved.
No, they are street dogs, huh?
So, we're going to take a little break, Ali. So if you want, you can take some time to refresh your cup of tea. And I'm going to invite Colin from the chat room. And
sure.
Hopefully we'll have people speak to. So
cool.
I'm going to leave early for a few minutes with this track is by Dick Darrell. And welcome back. This is The Beyond. This is the 1st of March 2013. And tonight I'm speaking to Mitali on Water Radio, which is a listener-supported radio station. Big donate, but so much for a smooth. I was trying to sing and then some clattering sound has in the room. I'm going to give up. All right, so here we are. We're at Water Radio, and it's listener-supported. Please click the button. Please support Dave and all the team. And I think we're getting quite a good selection of hosts, guests at the moment, and starting up to buzz. So I think that's really good. Are we all together? Mitali, are you there? No, Mitali is. Hang on. No, she's wondering where I am. Okay, one moment. Gary, could call back, please.
Sure.
There you go. Mitali, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So I'm going to bring in the caller who was on the line just while the music was playing. When we call back, and we'll combine everybody together. That's great. So there we go. And thankfully to... Oh, we got more. We got two calls. Okay. 315, if you can if you unmute your microphone, or if you can do that on the telephone. We'll come to you at after the first, whose name is Gary. And Gary, I don't know where you are. Where are you?
I'm in the San Francisco, California area.
So, we have 3 points around the world. We have California, we have UK, and we have India. This is brilliant. This is real handy. Only 2013 we could do this. We've only been able to do this for a couple of years. A real first time in history, eh? So, it's like this, Gary.
Hello. Gary, okay, tell me, what is the question? I need your full name, please.
Pardon?
I said I need your full name and your question, please.
My name is Barry Daudet, and I was calling in for a reading to see what you guys said. Say,
what do you want to ask?
Mitali should ask a question, Barry, rather than a general reading. So, do you have a pressing dilemma in your life?
Do I have? Yes, I was wondering. I was considering moving away from California, and wondering if that is a good idea or not.
Okay. Just be there. Relax. I'll just read it out.
So, during this time, which is essential, Mitali, are you waiting for his question?
No, I have taken out a cup.
Oh, right, okay, so yes. So I'll just make sure that I am knowing what's going on, that is what's going on. Here we go.
Yes, Gary, you can move forward. There'll be a lot of new opportunities waiting your way. I do see you moving away from your present place of residence, and it would be rather good for you financially as well.
Thank you. That sounds good to know.
Yeah, you will. So move ahead, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Gary.
Most welcome.
Yes.
Whereabouts will you think of moving to?
Well, I have resumes sent out to many places across the country, and if none of those work, I was thinking on moving to Nevada.
Where would you love to go?
Where would I love to go? I really don't know. I would. I think going to hell in a handbasket. And I'm wondering where the safest place for me and my pets to be.
Okay. Any insight on that, darling? Or is it kind of...
Right.
Where he's going
right.
to...
Just be on the line.
Yeah, all the dogs come together. So, good, Gary.
See you. Your life path is emerging very soon, Gary. I see you at the moment juggling between emotions and finances, but very soon you'll have a victory over all these things. And in the coming time, whatever moves you make, be very open and honest to yourself. And I see the situation of confusion, confusion coming to an end very soon. Again, I see money improvement in your life. We'll be having substantial amount of money, but you have to decide. Take sit down and. In a position for a while, ask yourself, where you want to go, and ask God, angels, whomsoever you believe in, to show you the path, and your path will be shown to you sooner than you think. That is going to be a beautiful path, but I can assure you.
Great, thank you, Mike. That's
God bless you.
That's lovely. Thank you for coming.
JP, I have one more to say. Is it? There seems to be like an echo on both your and your guests' line that is making comprehension of the dialogue difficult. So that that combined with the accents make it a little bit hard to understand. So
yes,
check your audio quality. It would help a lot.
Yeah, well, it's actually been absolutely crystal clear for 4 hours that the stream running before the show started. And it just started at 11 o'clock and everything goes haywire and nothing has changed there. So the archive will be good, and if anybody's listening and wants to hear what's going on, why not call in? Because you should hear a pretty thing. When you're listening to this signal here, Gary, is it much clearer?
Not really. I don't get the dropouts. Except I did get a few dropouts from your guest over
right.
the phone.
This has got to be due to the Atlantic connection. It's really heavily, heavily overstressed at the moment as we're moving.
Okay.
But anyway, the archive should be pretty clear. There are a few Skypers on Sally's signal, so it should be pretty
okay.
clear. So thank you very much, Gary.
Thank you very much.
Good. Right. And that's excellent. We have other guests. We have a caller. Area code 315. Are you there? You can unmute now.
Hello,
JP.
Hello. This is Michael. I was calling to ask, in my life, if you can report and tell me, if my life
sure.
starts turning for the better.
Your name, please.
My name is Michael Douglas McCracken.
Michael Douglas McCracken, otherwise known.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How are you, Michael?
Ah, hiya, JP.
I do say tired. You've been digging, haven't you? You've been doing what I should have been doing in your garden.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going, Sally.
Yes. Michael, I see a very, very... you are in a stage right now where you're doing a lot of soul searching, right? You want the answers for your life path. I do see you getting it pretty soon, And also, I would give you guidance that, start accepting help. If you get some, it may be in the way of a piece of advice or somebody wanting to help you out, please do accept help. I see that gods and angels are there to help you out, but somewhere you are a little reserved in accepting help. I do see you, you know, growing spiritually a lot. There's going to be a lot of spiritual wisdom coming your way, and that will enrich your life further down. Good and happy moments ahead. You know, one thing is that you get spiritual wisdom, and second is how you apply it in your life. When they go hand in hand with each other, you will discover your life's purpose, which is a very beautiful one. And I see you sharing your wisdom with people in the coming future.
With who?
With people around you.
Oh, okay. Anything else?
That's it. I feel that good moments are there to come, but you have to do your work yourself.
All right, thank you. That's my day. Thank you, JP.
Thank you. Good luck.
You're very welcome, Michael. Yeah, I know that a lot of that is very relevant because you started doing your own radio show, speaking your own wisdom about...
I know all this.
Yeah, well, Michael, he's actually he's on his Skype thing. He's got the most amazing voice. A really great career you got. And very rich voice you have. And you've got a very rich reserve of knowledge and information. And I'd like to wish you all the very best on this part of your journey.
Well, JP, it's been an awful long and difficult because I was exposed at a very young age, back in the 60s and early, this whole big eye that I lived under. And for years, I've been trying to show people the things that I've been able to research myself. And it's amazing how over the last, 10 years now that I'm bringing these things forward. Was it there? Hey, here it is right there. Here's the proof you need to know that there are no governments. It's all just corporations asking themselves and governmental agencies, and we're falling for it over again, and people think it's crazy. And now, over the course, about the last 10 years, it's been coming to the forefront of people now. They're starting to see it for themselves, and I'll tell you that it really wears you out and wears you down whenever you see it, you know it, done research to prove their fraud. Everybody looks at you like you're a crazy one, when in reality, they're all crazy because they keep falling to the lie.
That's so, right.
And living out your plan, man.
You're in close as well, man. Yeah, I think I've lost Michael there. Yeah,
I think so.
So we've got some major internet problems here on the skyline of what's going on. But maybe I'll reboot my router. My router or something. Router to boot router. I feel it might be under attack or denial of service attacks because something is interacting between here and the streamer, it seems. Anyway, the archive is be perfect. So if anybody else would like to call in on 756575973. Then I will be very happy to frame a question. In fact, you can call in, ask questions. You can ask questions in the chat room. Do you want full name?
Yeah, I'm Nicole, please.
Location. That's cool. Yeah, so anyway, while we're here, let's have a look what we've got there. We can, that is always on for these sort of questions. Would you be able to do a reading for my show Ever Beyond?
Okay, what's the question?
There's it. As Ever Beyond the future. Shall I give something up?
Why should you give something so good? Wait. No, don't wait. I don't see a new and a better beginning, you know. Although you, at times, you feel like, bring it, you know. But no, don't give it up. It has a very, very good future. It is the last card that has come up in the reading is the Empress. And Empress means abundance of everything.
That's opening. That's really funny, because my girlfriend said, oh, I had a tarot reading once. I mean, she does all sorts of stuff, and you know, it's not that was had a tarot reading, and it was abundance. That's
exactly what it is. See, I told you. Yeah, because the channel will never lie, no?
So, that's great.
Channel will lie.
That's great. So Michael got cut off, but says thank you very much for my present.
More welcome.
So, great. People can ask questions in the chat room, although, yes, I'm fiddling away. We'll have to get you on another show where it's not in the middle of a huge public building. And
I know. This was a practice session. No?
Yeah, so it would be a good one. It would be a good one.
Just kidding.
excellent. It's interesting. Because
when I was working for Oriflame, I used to, you know, conduct shows on the stages and all. Obviously, business sales purpose, you know. So it was said that if you want to practice something, always do on a smaller audience. So maybe this was a practice thing.
It's a good practice. Yeah, actually, for me, everything is a practice. even after I've been doing the radio show for 3 years, I still, as people heard earlier on, I still get buttons wrong, you know, and leave big blank spaces because I'm talking on my mic. Even the rest of us do. It's just a funny thing.
It's normal. You're not human being. I feel, yeah. You know. I need certain major blunders on the stage. But now I'm street smart.
So you would do readings in front of an audience, or is just giving motivational talks?
Those were trainings, you know, trainings. Related by not tarot reading.
Yes. So there are a completely different form. But you had confidence and the knowledge behind you. Like you had all the scripts and everything like that already.
I write scripts, and I'm a professionally trained anchor. And in my early childhood, I was performing in front of the television.
So, I'm sorry. You're talking that you had the screens and all that to help you. But do you find you have now developed like an inner TV screen?
Yes, I have.
Excellent. So we have a question that's coming from Hulk33 from the chat room, and here is his name is Robert Mark Olet, and he's in Michigan, Ann Arbor. He's not sure, but he may be homeless again soon.
What's the name of
Robert Mark Olet? Olet.
Yeah,
okay, so his question is feeling good in the moment, but what is going on? He feels he may be homeless, but he may not be. Or you feel good about it. And during this time, the weather's been lovely today, I have to say. In Northern Scotland, where the weather is usually rubbish, in the spring.
He won't be, that is all in his mind, you know. He has caged himself, you know. He feels he's been trapped and, you know, he's confused. In the past, I do see, some cheating or some betrayal or something going wrong. But in coming days, 3 to 6 months time, I find, his wishes to come true. Mentally, also, he's very, very witty, very jolly kind of a person. And, he wants to have money, his contracts and all. Somewhere he's too stressed out, and he himself is stressing himself out. I do see with the mental clarity, you know, he'll be able to get over the situation. Not homeless. I am not seeing him being homeless, you know. I have to move all this, fear. What I get in overall, the summary that I give is he is scared, and his fear is making him, you know, the situation go from, you know, what should I say? You know, he's coming up with all these things out here. So he has to move this fear factor from his mind.
Very good. And when he has discovered all those things of making him fearful, he can share it with us. Because it's also host on
this. Of course. Sure. But I don't see him come home. Maybe all his projects and finances, they move at a faster speed now, you know. But I don't see him being homeless.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much. So, is he one called? So we may have him. So if you want to have a thing from Mita. Sorry, I'm trying to do three things and live at the same time, and I'm useless at that. Rob is saying thank you very much, and that's great. Things are shifting for him. That's very good. We have a question coming in from San Diego. So this is from Catherine Galanti, and she's asking, should she move to Austin in Texas? Okay. So, Julian, no? And, well, we'll be tuning in as well. We're having it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful night. The stars are quite clear, and the moon is rising quite late, so we get to get some very spectacular star vistas.
Wow. Should we move to Austin? It'll be good talk.
So
she's very tuned and she's very spiritual. Is she?
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Very spiritual.
Yep. And she will take a little more time, but she eventually moved out to make a good part. Very happy times out there. A lot of abundance.
Right, that's good. So, abundance. Right. So, that means she needs to move for her own place, her own situation, or in living with us. Living on her own or living with us.
Okay.
Yeah. So passing across the chat rooms there. It will take you time.
She'll be
on her own,
and she'll be financially independent as well. Yes,
person? Yes, she is. Actually,
somebody
else. Uh-huh. Okay. That's really good.
Well, Doc.
Yes.
I wish all the best.
Okay, great. And she's saying, how long do you think this will take? You could get an idea of the...
Sure, I'll listen.
It's really good. Lots of people have been doing their own shows here on Wall Street Radio. They often
change. A month or so, things will start moving, you know. Mm-hmm. A month or so. She should be able to look forward for her, you know, movement now. This is time.
Okay. Yeah, so, just get moving. Excellent. Good. Excellent. Oh, I can't... well, it's still chipping up. This is very bizarre. I hope it's not my computer that's doing that, but it was working fine. Just an hour before, yes. And then nobody can hear us. This is very interesting. It will improve as the day goes on. We've been working with the pool to create new avenues of expression. So, KZ, that's interesting. That's very interesting. And yes, you're absolutely spot on about her being a spiritual woman. She's a soldier and a reader and. She pulls demons and things on people as well.
Really?
Yeah.
How much does that help?
And she said thank you. But yeah, she's very good at dealing with some very, very heady things. She's got some great skills.
I need help. Okay.
Okay, well, I'll put in touch. She will need more help.
Everything is connected. I never thought I'd be on your show and I'd be getting help. See how divine has, you know, orchestrated everything.
Indeed. I typed something like that, right? Every letter was wrong.
It's okay, I can do that.
I call no singer team help. Brilliant. Such an idiot. Certainly not. Anyway, that's lovely.
I find it very nice to be stupid at times,
Yeah.
I can be very stupid at times. Very, very stupid.
Yeah. As, in a way, it's like a, what do they call it, divine fool, I hope. She's got one more question. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just telling her to call in because we were having this conversation during a show. Oh, she can't. All right. Okay. Okay. Awesome. All right. So you should hear this. yeah. But go on. Yeah, so I'm just doing this now. Beta. Kate's on the radio on my show, and we'll be doing our own show soon as well. A nuclear physicist, indeed. The question is it a good idea for her to work with Vision Magazine? So, we're focusing on that, and we'll fill the time with more descriptions of the local area. And a farmer position, there's a one, 50 other mice, this full cows go moo all the time. The sheep are just lying up to the sheep I thought pitched out yesterday. I had just seen one, a little face, she was so sweet. I'll sit, and, of course, the meeting debates.
No, it will not.
No, it's not.
No, okay. She'll move different.
All right, okay. Yeah. Okay. Move away. So that's a bad influence.
She's not happy.
She's not working for them. But you think that she'd be happy then?
No.
Not a good energy. Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Very interesting. Because that would have been interesting. Okay, so call in and yeah, more clearly. 657-5973. So do call in if you hear more early. Area code 775-657-5973. Yeah. Oh, she confirmed this. I will put you in touch. There you go. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. So, because of the audio interference, we can't, I haven't been able to make a reading here. Has caused a bit of them. So, yeah, we can use this as a, so, can you ask a question for me, in the line of, gardening be, a good thing for me to grow my own food and things like that? Would that work for me? I'm just wondering about it, because it's a means of really being, it's like a revolutionary act almost to grow my own vegetables and fruit. Well, I don't know about fruit, but certainly to grow my own regular vegetables like onions and things like that.
Yes,
you may have
been
a
very, very good thing. Very, very good thing. I would like celebration.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
That's lovely. Yeah. So, here's a question about that's kind of come to me. We seem to be going through a very turbulent period of time. Do you read for the world? Do you read the planet or anything like that?
I read it, something back, and I feel that, Mother Earth is ascending, There's a collective cosmic consciousness that is going on, And it's required by us, it will be shed. And I have this personal feeling, Mother Earth is in no mood for any nonsense anymore, That's why she is bringing these disturbances to teach all the humanity a big lesson. And ultimately we are going to be one.
I absolutely love that. This is the picture of an Indian with her arms folded, saying, I'm not standing for any more of this nonsense.
Yes.
Oh, best. So, so it's basically we're going through a time of purging and of cleansing.
It is. Because I myself, in the last 2 years, forget about my body, but as a person I have evolved, It's a lot of passion in me and forgiveness. Something that I'll be very candid and honest about. I was not a very forgiving person. But I have...
Well, it's
be a better person.
Everything is a lesson, isn't it? Even your apparent loss of your friend recently, and how you gained a lot of compassion. That's what I was hearing, that he left it, he'd open you up, and then when finally open, another little fellow walks into your life and creates a feeling for that space that is fresh and new.
Absolutely, I was a person, despite the fact I call him a 2-year-old terrorist. He's in 12 of my pillows, 6 of my shoes, I can't wear them anymore.
Oh.
In the morning, he finds that I will wake up, I'm not waking up, my doors will be fast. I'm out of the house, I go, I can make out he's not happy.
That's funny. Not really.
Yeah.
So he's really, really making an imprint on life. Hang on a second, you've gone very broken up there. Can I just drop the call and bring you back in? It won't take a second.
Sure.
Okay. This thing's starting to go crazy now. Let's see if we can get it back. what's happened? We're losing the internet again. Very strange. It's another one of those days. How come every one of those days is a Sunday? That's what I want to know. I don't know why. When there's a day that everybody has one of those days, that day just happens to be the day my show comes up. And that worked for me. Nothing. That's what's happening. Nothing. When nothing happens, you can be sure that it's when I wanted something to happen. Just like that. There we go. I've got a thing in the dough. It's all down the left side of my body. Alright, well, so we've lost our guest. Let's see. Pick a call in. We need some people to call in. Whatever's happening. I hope that they are nice, not being so attacked that I can't even call out anymore. Oh, there you are.
Hello.
Back. Thank you very much for connecting. Because it all went to pear shapes and had to end with some very bad comedy.
Yeah.
So, I'm asking people in, right. So, oh yeah, from Robert. He was saying that Pershing is right. Basically, I feel different every day. I'm not sure who I am anymore, but it's cool. Staying the moment and being a mystery right now.
Absolutely.
This is indeed the great mystery. Great mystery, what the Native Americans call God, a cool great God, you know. So, that's not working very well. That's not working very well. What a rubbish the internet is today. But, alright, so Pete can't call in. There we go. That's rubbish as well. Okay. So, what's the path? This we've gone. With the purging in the world. One of the things that, Michael, who called earlier, Michael's actually gonna be a great teacher to us all. He has a show, and it's, he studied the law. He was talking about, he was studying the deep facts of the law, that we're not told. That we're all kind of, assuming that, law is some, great entity that's got so much power behind it. He's saying it's just a sort of agreement, and that can even disagree to, move away from being prosecuted and things like that if you know what you're doing. So he's got some great information for people as he's going through his process. So everybody's got their process. I'm finding that whenever somebody's gone through some kind of traumatic episode, that it's in the healing of it that they learn these new things that then enable them to create the expression that they have, you know, like a graphic expression, you know. A lot of the time it's because of a great heartbreak, you know, you lose your boyfriend or your girlfriend or something. And you get a great big funk out of that funk, becomes some artistic creation. So, I'm sure you find that out in your clients.
Absolutely. Yeah, I do. In my local, so I know. Because if it's not you, you don't look within, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's behind you, you know.
Yeah, I imagine you're, it was about 5 o'clock in the morning, 5 in the morning for you?
Yeah, it is 5:20 now.
5:20, so, I'm very happy if you want to come and get some rest, because you've been on the go, you've been, you're looking after a relative, and, things have been pretty, pretty full on for you, eh? Right, I completely lost you on that one. I'm entirely, your signal's now starting to deteriorate as well. Oh gosh. I'm gonna have to reboot my server, and reboot my router. So, perhaps we should finish the show early, and, I'd like to thank you very much for being on the show, on Ever Beyond. It's been a real pleasure, and I'd like to have you on a further show, maybe just do, like, all reading and other things. Yeah, that's not. Thank you very much, Mihaly Banerjee. And for everybody else, I'm going to have some tunes, but I'll just play out the show with my Beyond outro. Thank you very much, and good night, everybody. Thank you.